谢谢弟兄啊，借着分享姐妹的见证，再一次提醒我们。
Thank the brother that shared the testimony of the sister to remind us.
我们得着从主得着这样一个宝贵的生命。
The precious life that we receive from the Lord
是我们可以经历的。
Is what we can experience.
是我们在我们每天生活当中可以真真实实经历的。
In our daily life, we can truly experience.
这也联系到早晨啊，我和弟兄姐妹交通的一个负担。
This regards to my burden to share this morning.
就是关乎到住在主里面。
Is to abide in the Lord.
住在主里面是神的一个心意。
To abide in the Lord is the will of God.
这也是主耶稣曾经说过的话。
It's also the word that the Lord has spoken.
你们要住在我里面。
You shall dwell in me.
这也是主给我们的命令。
It's also the commandment that he gave us.
要我们能够常常的住在他里面。
We need to abide in him.
那我们一同打开圣经到约翰福音第十五章。
Let's turn to John 15.
这是一处我们都应该是熟悉的一段经文。
We should be familiar with these verses.
约翰福音第十五章，我们要从第一节读到第十节。
We shall read from verse 1-10.
主耶稣说：“我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净。”使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean.Because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered.And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also love you. I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love.Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and I abide in His love.
我们在一起低头有一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你给我们这样一个宝贵的命令。
Lord, we thank you that you gave us this precious commandment.
你要我们常在你里面。
You want us abide in you.
你要我们住在你里面。
You want us to be in you.
主，你的心意要我们能够多结果子，叫父得荣耀。
Your will is for us to bear much fruit to glorify Father.
所以因此我们早晨还要仰望你的恩典。
So we left, this morning we looked to up to your grace.
求你借着圣灵再向我们的心来说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts.
叫我们凡有耳的都应当听。
Those who have ears should hear.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.我想在我开始交通这段经文之前，想先问一下，今天在我们当中的有没有人是第一次读这一段经文
？I want to ask this question. Those of you who sit among us, is this the first time that you read this passage?
没有的话，我相信都是弟兄姐妹已经熟悉这段经文。
If not, I believe that we are all brothers and sisters that are familiar with this passage.
在我们开始进入这段经文之前，我需要想用一点点的时间。来稍微做一个澄清。
Before we enter this passage, I want to clarify something.
就这段经文里面，他说到真理、客观真理的一面，他也说到主观经历的一面。
It speaks of the subjective truth and the objective truth.
那关于主观经历的一面的，就特别来告诉我们说，这个经历的方面呢，和这个真理的方面呢，它本身是合一的。是互相不矛盾的。
On the subjective side, that there's no contradiction between the experience, what we can experience and what is true.
在这段圣经里面特别讲到，这枝子若多结果子，乃是叫父得着荣耀。
This passage tells us by my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit.
他这里讲到结果子这件事情，特别说到就是基督徒这个主观经历的一面。
Bearing fruit is the subjective experience for the Christians.
所以我们就不会误会了这段圣经所告诉我们说，若不结果子的枝子，它就剪下来丢在火里。
We will not misunderstand those branches that will not bear fruit. He will throw away and burn.
我们就不会误解以为我们的救恩是会失去的。
We will not misunderstand that we will lose our salvation.
弟兄姐妹，我们的救恩是不会失去的。
We will not lose our salvation.
因为那招我们的是信实的。
But because he who called us is faithful.
因为神的选召，他并不会后悔。
He will not regret his calling.
所以我先澄清，在这里讲到不结果子、不结果子的枝子被剪去，并不是说到我们的救恩会失去。
So I want to clear that those branches that does not bear fruit doesn't mean that we will lose our salvation.
它乃是说到我们与主的那一个主观的一个交通的经历。
He speaks of the fellowship experience.
会受到亏损。
We'll lose that.
好，那我们现在进入这段的经文里面。
So we shall enter this passage.
这里主给我们一个命令说，要我们常在他里面。
God, the Lord gave us this commandment, we shall dwell in him.
对，英文的翻译就比较好哈，不管是讲到 dwell 或是 abide, 都讲到住在他里面。
Either use dwell or abide, all means dwell.
所以关于在圣里面，特别新约圣经讲到有一个非常重要的真理。
There's a truth in this New Testament.
这个真理呢，它讲到两面。
There's two aspects.
一面讲到在基督里。
It means abiding him.
另一面讲到住在基督里。
It also means in him.
它的不同在哪里呢
？What's the difference?
一个是说到一个客观的一个真理，是讲到我们基督徒的一个地位。
It means the position of the Christian.
讲到我们是在基督里的人。
We are in Christ.
这里说到你们要常在我里面，就是你们要住在我里面呢，这边特别是说到我们基督徒的经历。
Here speaks of we need to abide in Christ, that means that's our experience.
所以主才给我们这样一个命令说，你们要住在我里面。
That's why the Lord gave us this commandment, we need to abide in Him.
意思就是说，我们有可能会不常常住在他里面。
There's a possibility that we do not dwell in him.
所以我们知道这里不是说到真理的那个客观的事实。
So we know this is not the subjective truth.
它乃是说到我们生活中主观的经历。
It speaks of the experience in our life.
好，在这段经文一开始，主耶稣说：“我是真葡萄树。”
In the beginning, he said, "I am the true vine."
这句话非常的重要。
This is very important.
主耶稣他是那真葡萄树。
The Lord Jesus is the true vine.
他来到这世上有一个非常重要的目的。
He has a purpose when he comes to this earth.
就是要叫他的父得着荣耀。
So that he can glorify his Father.
我们知道我们主他离开天上荣耀的宝座。
We know our Lord left a glorified throne on the heaven.
他降卑来到世上成为肉身。
He humbled himself and take on a body.
早晨我们在波饼当中，我们在那里一同纪念主的时候，我们心里面实在是被他这样的一个救恩 这样的一个爱而感动。
When we are in the communion service, we are moved by His love for us.
因为我们觉得这样的救恩对我们实在是太宝贵了。
This salvation is precious to us.
但是原谅我这么说，主来到地上最主要的还不单只是为了成就这样一个宝贵的救恩。
Forgive me to say that this salvation is not the only purpose why He came to earth.
主在世上最主要的一个目的乃是要叫父得荣耀。
The main purpose is for to glorify Father.
不仅主耶稣他是那真葡萄树，他要叫他的父得着荣耀。
He's not only the true vine to glorify the Father.
主也说我们是这葡萄树的枝子。
He also said we are the branches of the vine.
所以主才说你们多结果子，我父就得荣耀。
That's why he said, by this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit.
所以在这里主耶稣一开始做这样一个宣告。
So the Lord proclaimed this.
这是一个客观的真理。
This is a subjective truth.
主是那真葡萄树。
The Lord is the true vine.
那这句话呢？根据懂希腊原文的人，他把它分析，他觉得这样子来表达呢，会更加的能够表达那个意思。
For those who know the Greek, so they separate the meaning here.
他把它转，我用中文来说的意思就是说。我是葡萄树，是那真实的。
So in the, he said, the vine, the truth.
对，就讲到说，他把这个葡萄树和这个真实的呢，他放在一个同等的一个重要性上。
He puts the equal importance of the vine and the truth.
这里呢，我们就要回到旧约里面来看，为什么主耶稣他要这样子来说，他是葡萄树，是那真实的葡萄树。
So in the Old Testament, why he says he is the true vine and he's the real vine.
原因是因为在旧约的历史里面给我们看见有一个假葡萄树。
Because there in the Old Testament, there is a false vine.
那个假葡萄树并不是讲到说它的性质呢，好像今天我们有真葡萄跟那个塑胶假葡萄，不是这样的一个区别。
Doesn't mean that there's a character difference, a plastic,grape order, true.
旧约里面那假葡萄树乃是说到它失去了那葡萄树应该有的那个目的。
The Old Testament tells us the vine lost the meaning of the true vine.
就它不能叫那拣选它的那位神得着荣耀。
He cannot glorify the one that has chosen him.
在诗篇第八十篇第八节那边我们看见神给我们看见说神他从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树。
In Psalm 80, verse 8 tells us, you have brought a vine out of Egypt.
所以我们很明显看见这乃是指着以色列说的。
This clearly tells us this is Israelite.
不仅诗篇里面这样提到以色列，来用葡萄树来比喻以色列。
Not only the Psalm tells us the vine is Israel.
在以赛亚，先知以赛亚书里，还有耶利米书里，还有以西结书里，他都一次又一次的用葡萄园或葡萄树来代表以色列。
In the book of Isaiah, the Jeremiah and Ezekiel that tells us all the vine and vineyards means Israel.
我们来看一下以西结书。以西结书第十九章。
In Ezekiel chapter 19.
好，以西结书第十九章。我们一同来从第十节看一下到第十四节
，verse 10 to 14。
我给大家读，然后再请姐妹翻译。好，这边先知以西结说：“你的母亲先前如葡萄树，极其茂盛，栽于水旁，因为水多，就多结果子，满身枝子，生出坚固的枝干，可做掌权者的杖。”这枝干高举在茂密的枝中，而且它生长高大，枝子繁多，远远可见。但这葡萄树因愤怒被拔出，摔在地上，东风吹干其上的果子，坚固的枝条枝干折断枯干，被火烧毁了。如今栽于旷野干旱无水之地，火也从它枝干中发出，烧灭果子，以致没有坚固的枝干可做掌权者的杖，这是哀歌，也必用以做哀歌。
Your mother was like a vine in your bloodline, planted by the waters, fruitful and full of branches because of many waters. She has strong branches for scepters of rulers. She towered in stature above the thick branches and was seen in her height amid the dense foliage. But she was plucked out in fury. She was cast down to the ground, and the east wind dried her fruit. Her strong branches were broken and withered. The fire consumed them. And now she is planted in the wilderness in a dry and thirsty land. Fire has come out from a rod of her branches and devoured her fruit, so that she has no strong branch, a scepter for ruling. This is a lamentation and has become a lamentation.
在这里我们看见神借着先知以西结向以色列发出这样的哀歌。
We see that Ezekiel, tells the lamentation to the Israel.
也就是说神拣选神在万民万族当中拣选的以色列。
God has chosen the Israelites be the people.
有两个目的。
There are two purposes.
第一就是要叫他能够结果子。
So that they can bear fruit.
第二就叫他能够成为掌权者的杖。
Second, they can become the scepter of the ruler.
我们看在这里呢，他同样的一个目的就是说到神要借着这个葡萄树，就是以色列所代表的，来荣耀神。
We see that he will use what Israelite represent as the vine to glorify God.
结果我们看见那以色列他们亏缺了神的那个拣选。
We see that Israel falls short of the chosen.
他们在地上因着各样的罪恶。
Of all sins they had.
因着他们的悖逆。
Rebellious.
我们看见他们不能成为那满结果子的葡萄树。
They cannot be the vine that bear much fruit.
他们也不能成长成为那坚固的枝干。
They cannot grow a strong branch.
能够叫神的权柄借着他们在地上能够施展出来。
So that God can manifest His authority through them.
为了这个缘故，我们看见那地上的以色列就成为那个假葡萄树。
We see, because of this, we see that the Israelite on earth becomes the false vine.
因为他们亏负了神的拣选，神的心意。
Because they fall short of the will of God and the chosen.
我们看见神在那几百年当中借着许许多的先知一再的来劝回他们。
Many prophets in the hundreds of years had share with them.
一再的来警戒他们。
Warn them.
就我们看见他们却一再的悖逆。
But they rebellious.
结果我们看见神那公义愤怒的审判就临到他们。
We see that the judgment came upon them.
他们就不再，至少在时间里面就暂时的不再能够成为那满结果子的葡萄树。
So in time they are not the vine that bear much fruit.
就在这样的一个背景之后。
After this background.
我们看见主来到地上。
We see the Lord came to earth.
特别在约翰福音书里他有八次的在那里宣告说我是。
In John that he proclaimed eight times he is.
包括这一次他告诉他在那里宣告说我是那真葡萄树。
Including this, he said, I am the true vine.
他就是要告诉我们说他来了，他的目的就是要叫父神，那位差他来的父神得着荣耀。
He tells us that the purpose he came is to glorify God.
不仅他是那能够叫父得着荣耀的葡萄树。
He's the only vine that can glorify God.
按着神极大怜悯的心意，他也拣选了我们这些人。
The Father has also chosen us.
就是神借着十字架的救恩，把我们连于这棵真葡萄树上。
By the salvation on the cross that He has grafted us.
叫我们能够成为这真葡萄树的一部分。
So that we are part of the true vine.
所以第五节主耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the vine, you are the branches.
兄姐妹，这是神借着耶稣基督救恩所成就的一个真理。
By the salvation, this is the truth.
在这个真理的上面，我们看见是因着主耶稣是那真葡萄树。
Because the Lord is the true vine.
所以呢，我们这些信他的人、属他的人，我们能够成为这真葡萄树上的枝子。
So that those who believe shall become the branches on the vine.
因着有这样一个真理的事实。
Because of this fact and the truth.
我们今天能够怎么样来结果子。
So that we can bear fruit.
所以我们看见在这个救恩的根基上面，我们必须要认识到，因着他是，所以我们才能够是。
But on the foundation of the truth, because he is, then we can become.
所以我们看见今天我们已经成为那真葡萄树上的一部分。
So today we are the branches on the true vine.
所以我们就知道今天我们还存在地上的目的是什么。
So that we know the existence of the purpose we on earth.
我们基督徒在地上存在的目的，简单的说，可以说只有一个。
The only reason why we exist on earth.
就是结果是更多，教父得着荣耀。
Is to bear much fruit so that we can glorify the Father.
所以姐妹，不仅我们基督徒个人存在地上的目的是为着神的荣耀、神的喜悦和神的满足。
Not only the individually the Christian exists is to glorify God and please Him and give Him thanks.
今天在地上的教会存在的目的也是为此。
Also, that is the purpose why the church exists.
所以因此，主耶稣这个住在我里面的这个命令呢，不单只是为着我们个人说的，也是为着教会团体所说的。
So the commandments abiding me is not only for the individual Christian, is also for corporately.
主说：“你们多结果子，我父，也就是我们的父，就得着荣耀。”
By this, my Father is glorified, also our Father, that we will bear much fruit.
那我们来看一下这个葡萄树，这棵真葡萄树结果子的这个意义是怎么样。
What is the meaning to bear fruit?
我们看见无论是这棵葡萄树的树干、树根、树干、树枝、叶子、果子，怎么样，都是这一棵真葡萄树的一部分。
All the root, the trunk, the branches, the fruit, and the leaves are all part of the vine.
弟兄姐妹，是不能分开的。
Cannot be separate.
我们是这真葡萄树的一部分。
We are part of the true vine.
我们是这真葡萄树上的一个枝子。
We are the branch on the true vine.
所以今天当我们在要来思想说这个关于结果子的这件事情的时候，
When we consider the matter of bearing fruit,
我们要牢牢记住，我们乃是在这一棵真葡萄树的里面。
We need to truly remember that we are part of the true vine.
换句话说，
In other words,
我们今天作为枝子，没有一个枝子可以说这个果子是我结的。
When we are the branch, we cannot say this is the fruit that I bear.
我们不能说这个果子呢是我要献给神的。
I cannot say that this is the fruit that I want to offer to God.
姐妹，我们看见我们今天之所以能够结出果子来，
We need to understand when we can bear fruit today.
那是因为我们是连于这棵真葡萄树上。
It's all because we are united to God.
我们乃是都在同一个生命的里头。
We are all in the same light.
我们是在这样一个同一个生命里面呢，我们能够让神借着我们来结出果子来。
In the same life that we can allow God to bear, let allow us to bear fruit.
当然，我们知道这段圣经对着我们个人而言也有它的意义。
Of course, there are true meaning to us individually.
在这里，我们要特别记得，因为我们都是基督身体的一部分。
We need to especially remember we are part of the body of Christ.
所以当我们在追求结果子荣耀神的这条道路上，我们要切切的记住。
On the way to glorify God by bearing fruit.
我们乃是在同一个生命的里头。
We need to remember that we are in the same body of Christ.
所以这里我们看见我们与主的关系。
We see the relationship between us and the Christ.
不单只是在一个地位上的关系而已。
It's not only in the position.
也就是说，不单只是今天神把我们放在基督里的那个关系。
It's not only that because He put us in Christ Jesus.
借着葡萄树的这个比喻，更是让我们看见我们今天与主的关系乃是一个生命连结与生命交通的关系。
The relationship between us and Christ is that we can fellowship in life.
就像葡萄树的枝子一样。
It's like the branch on the vine.
我从前也在跟弟兄姐妹交通过我们家门口一棵树发生的事情。
I have fellowship with you about the tree that's in front of our house.
就有一次台风过后啊，那个狂风过后。
After a storm.
然后呢，我就看哎，我们的树好像都还挺好的。
I see the tree was fine.
就过了一段时间，发现有一个树枝所伸出来的枝叶啊，就枯黄了。
I see some leaves withered on one branches.
那我看这很特别，因为它整个其他枝子都还是绿的，都还翠绿的，就只有这一个枝条的叶子呢是枯黄掉。
All the other branches, the leaves on it are fine, but
仔细一看我才发现。
I examine it.
但这个枝条呢, 它仍然挂在这棵树上。
Even though branch is still connected to the tree.
但为什么枯黄了呢?
Why it withered?
其实它折断了。
Because it broke.
所以我们乍看之下呢, 它好像是这棵树的一部分。
When we see far away that the branch is part of the tree.
但是我们看见这个枝条因为与树已经没有这生命的交通。
Because this branch is not fellowshipping the life with the tree.
它就枯黄了。
That's why it withered.
它就不能结果子。
It cannot bear fruit.
所以我们看见在这里特别说到了, 是一个我们和主的关系呢, 是存在一个生命的连结和生命的交通里头。
We see that our relationship with Christ is in the fellowshipping in life.
我们不仅借着生命与我们的主有联合。
Not only through life, we are united with Christ.
我们也借着神所赐给我们的生命, 叫我们能够与主有交通。
Now, and through the fellowship, we can unite with Christ.
就是讲到主他自己的一切都成为我们的供应。
All of Christ is our supply.
这个供应对于我们结果子是非常非常重要的。
His supply is very important for us to bear fruit.
所以主耶稣说, 你们若离了我, 你们就不能做什么。
That's why Christ says, if you left without me, you cannot do nothing.
换句话说, 这个葡萄树的枝子, 它如果与这棵树, 它失去了那个生命的连结,
if this branch has lost the connection to the life on the vine,
它失去了那生命的交通,
if, lost the fellowship with the vine,
我们看见这个枝子是不可能结果子的。
We see that the branch cannot bear fruit.
因为枝子自己本身, 它并没有那个能够结果子的那个条件。
That because the branch has no capability to bear fruit.
所以我看见我们在我们基督徒生活当中要能够结果子。
That's why we see if the Christian needs to bear fruit.
我们必须要常在他里面。
We need to abide in him.
住在他里面。
Abiding him.
要与主保持一个生命的连结与交通。
Keep a relationship and the fellowship in Christ.
因着从主得着这样一个供应。
In order, when we receive the supply from him.
在我们生命中结出果子来是自自然然的事情。It's
very natural for us to bear fruit.
那这个枝子呢，要能够结出果子来呢，这边也说到说，主的话也说到说，必须要经过父的栽培和修剪。This
tells us when the branch needs to bear fruit, he needs to be pruned.
其实就是说到圣灵十字架，也包括这个环境在我们身上所做十字架的工作。
That's the work of the Holy Spirit through the cross in our environment.
所以我们要明白这件事情，神允许一些的患难、苦难临到我们。
We need to understand God allows some suffering in our life.
不是因为神不爱我们。
It's not because He does not love us.
不是因为神不能保守我们。
It's not because He cannot protect us.
但是神要借着这个环境来修剪我们。
Through the environment, He wants to prune us.
目的是要叫我们能够结果子更多。
So that we can bear much fruit.
叫父能够得着荣耀。
So that we can glorify the Father.
而神借着圣灵在我们身上这样一个修剪的工作呢,
through the work of the pruning by the Holy Spirit,
在我们身上要结出的那个果子呢, 就是基督生命的果子。
The fruit that we bear is the life of Jesus Christ.
也就是加拉太书那里所说到, 那圣灵所结出的果子。
As the Galatians tells us, all the fruit of the Spirit.
所以我们看见这个果子呢, 它 不仅是在我们信的人身上,
not only for the believers,
或更准确的可以说, 圣灵在我们身上那个修剪的工作呢, 是要先在我们这些属神的人身上。
More precisely is that the Holy Spirit needs to prune all the believers first.
我们看见从我们的身上, 从我们生命呢, 就结出那基督, 那各样的美好的信, 那个品德。
So that we can bear fruits to manifest the characteristic of Jesus Christ.
那借着这样的一个制作呢, 叫圣灵也能够在还没有信主人身上也能够有那果子来。
Through the word, so the Holy Spirit can bear fruit on the unbelievers.
我们知道那还没信主的人呢, 他们还没有主的生命, 他们也还没有圣灵。
We know that the unbeliever has not, does not have life of Christ and does not have Holy Spirit.
但神能够借着我们的见证和传福音,
but through our testimony and gospel,
圣灵能够在还没信主人身上呢, 也能够结出那生命的果子。
The Holy Spirit can bear fruit of life in the unbelievers.
所以先把主的生命给他们, 在他们身上呢, 就慢慢的也来结出那生命的果子。
He will give the life of Christ to them and then bear fruit in them.
弟兄姐妹, 我们看见今天父, 我们的父, 在那里做像栽培修剪的工作。
We see that our Father is the is cultivating and pruning.
为的就是叫我们能够成为那个真葡萄树。
So that we can become the true vine.
我们能够结出果子来，来讨神的喜悦，来叫神得荣耀。
We can bear fruit so that we can please Him and glorify Him.
这里我特别有一个附带想要跟你们交通到关于一个关于团体方面的一件事情。
I have a burden to share about corporately.
你在哥林多前书十二章那边告诉我们。
In the first Corinthians chapter.
他说若一个肢体受苦，所有肢体就一同受苦。
If one member suffers, all members suffer.
若一个肢体得荣耀，所有肢体就一同的快乐。
If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
这段经文我们也是很熟悉。
We are familiar with this verse.
但这段经文其实跟今天神在我们个人身上或在我们中间的那个修剪的工作是很有关系的。
This is the related to the pruning among us.
你这边讲到一个肢体受苦。
When a member suffers,
很可能就是一个修剪的一个过程。
Very possible that is the pruning process.
姐妹，当我们中间有一个肢体在受苦的时候
，When the member among us is suffering,
很可能就是我们的父在他身上来做这个生命修剪的工作。
It's very possible the father is pruning that person's life.
那我们的心态是如何呢
？What is our attitude?
我们是求神说主啊你赶快把这个难处给挪去吧。
Do we ask the Lord to remove their suffering?
就像刚刚弟兄分享到那个姐妹的见证。
It's just like the brother has shared the testimony of the
sister. 当那个姐妹在那里因着疾病而受苦的时候。
Because of the illness she was suffering.
弟兄姐妹我们的祷告是不是求主赶快医治她
?Do we pray for the Lord to heal her?
把她医好了那就归荣耀给神。
After she's healed to glorify God.
弟兄姐妹有些时候未必是如此。
Sometimes it's not.
也许我们看见，当一个肢体在那里受苦的时候
，When a member is suffering among us,
当一个肢体愿意服在神大人手下，在那里受父的修剪的时候
，When a member is willing to prostrate before God and
我们看见我们周围弟兄姐妹若能够一同的在这个受苦里面有份
，If all the brothers and sisters can take part in this suffering,
我们能够一同的来受父的修剪的时候
，We can be pruned by the Father together.
我们看见。当这个肢体得荣耀的时候
，We see that when the member is honored，
我们整个身体、整个葡萄树一同的都快乐。
All members and the whole vine is rejoicing。
我相信这也是主在当末聚会当中，在过去这段日子当中所做的事情。
I believe that's what our Father has done the work in Dumbo.
就是今天早晨我们还看见何弟兄和姊妹在我们中间一同敬拜神。
As we see brother He and his sisters worshiping with us.
我相信这段日子里面虽然这个受苦是发生在我们姐妹的身上。
I believe that even though the suffering is on the sister.
但是我也听闻有不少弟兄姐妹们也在这个受苦里面与我们的姐妹和弟兄一同的经历。
I heard that many brothers and sisters suffered with her.
所以当我们的父在我们姐妹身上修剪之后
After the father pruned in our sister,
当父能够在我们姐妹身上显出那个生命的果子之后
When the father can manifest the fruit of life in her,
跟姐妹怎么样我们都一同快乐。
So that we rejoice.
我们都一同的归荣耀给神。
We all give glory to God.
姐妹，这是一件非常重要的事情。
This is very important.
所以从另一面来讲
，On the other hand,
当你今天如果你在神的手下，让神在身上来修剪的时候
，When you allow God to prune in your life,
姐妹，你不要想说这是我自己的事情。
Don't think that this is my own.Matter.
你不要想说我不想跟弟兄姐妹交通。
Don't think that you don't want to share with brothers.
如果你这样子的话
，If you are that way,
弟兄姐妹你就失去了那神更丰富、更美好的心意。
You lost a more precious willing from God.
姐妹不要忘记，我们乃是一同在基督身体里面做肢体的。
Don't remember that we are member of Christ.
我们乃是在那一棵真葡萄树上要一同结果子。来荣耀神的。
We are bear fruit together on the true vine to glorify God.
所以主告诉我们说，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
So the Lord tells us by this, my Father is glorified that you are bear fruit, you are bearing much fruit.
因此这一次我在主面前预备的时候，我的感觉是讲到这真葡萄树结果子，乃是一个团体的见证和团体的侍奉。
When I meditate before God. I think this is bearing much fruit corporately. Is a testimony before God.
好，那我们接下来就来看那葡萄树结果子的关键在哪里呢
？We want to see the key to bear fruit.
很简单，主已经告诉我们说，就是住在他里面。
Simply put, he tells us abide in him.
就是当我们一直与主有这样一个生命的连结，在这个生命里面与主有交通，从主得供应的时候呢，我们自自然然的怎么样，就多结果子。
When we have this relationship and fellowship with the Lord, then we can bear much fruit.
在这里呢，主给我们似乎给我们有一点点的暗示。
He has hinted to us.
他借着两方面的事情呢，让我们能够来算是来检验我们自己，看看是不是一直住在主里面。
In two aspects, we can examine ourselves whether we are in abiding Lord.
所以意思就是说，当我们若是常住在主里面呢，他会我们从我们身上生活当中会体现出在两方面，就是在主的话和主的爱这两方面呢，他会体现出来的。
When we are in abiding the Lord, we can reflect that in our attitude.Towards God's word and His life, love.
所以我们先前提到，我们说这段经文里面，一方面说到了主的命令。
In one aspect, He spoke of the commandment.
因为主说，你们要住在我里面。
You are to abide in me.
另一方面，他也说到我们的拣选。
He also spoke of the choice that we made.
就是我们的选择。
Our the choice.
因为主说，人若不常在我里面。
If one does not abide in me,
就要像枝子被丢到外面枯干。
It's like the branch that is thrown out with.
他也说，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。
You abide in me, and my word abide in you.
这个若呢？姐妹刚没有翻出来哈。
If
有个关键就 if， 可能姐妹有讲，我没听到。
我没有讲。
OK， 好，就是你们若。
If you abide in me，
这个若说出来就代表说我们有选择的。
If means that we have a choice.
你可以选择常住在他里面。
You can choose to abide in him.
你也可以选择不常住在他里面。
You can also choose not to abide in him.
对，姐妹，你觉得你的选择是如何呢
？What is your choice?
你愿意常常住在他里面，而多结果子，荣耀神吗
？Are you willing to dwell abiding him and bear much fruit to glorify God?
对，姐妹，这里主告诉我们，我们有一个选择。
The Lord tells us we have a choice.
主说，我们若常在他里面，我们若住在他里面，他的话也就常常的在我们里面。
The Lord tells us, if you abide in him, me, and my words abide in you.
这是讲到说，我们就能够有一个借着主话语与主有一个活的交通。
Through the word of God, that we can have a lively fellowship with him.
那关于这一点呢，我想从三个方面来说哈，我们对于主的话语的这个态度。
In three aspects of in the attitude towards the word of God.
就当圣灵了，借着这个话，就圣经上的话呢，来与我们交通，就讲到这个我们弟兄们常讲到 rhema 啊，活的话与我们交通的时候。
When the Holy Spirit fellowship the word rhema to us.
对，我们要听。
We need to hear.
我们要明白。
We need to discern.
我们要遵行。
We need to obey.
如此，我们就能够活在与主有这样一个生命的交通里头。
Then we can live in this life that we can fellowship with Him.
我先用一个负面的例子。
I'll use a negative example.
上周有一个机会，刚好有个弟兄啊，他就问到一个关于旧约以利的问题。
Last week, a brother asked about Eli.
对，我们知道在撒母还是童子的时候，当时在神百姓中间做士师也是祭司的是以利。
When Samuel was a child, the Eli is the priest.
那个弟兄问的问题就是说，这个以利到了在那个时候呢，已经是年长弟兄了。
At that time, Eli is the elderly.
他那个属灵上应该是很老练了。
In spiritual life, he should be more practiced.
他说啊，他就问说。为什么以利呢？他会尊重他的儿子，过于尊重神呢
？Why Eli honor his sons more than honor God？
弟兄姐妹应该熟悉那段经文。
Then you should be familiar with the passage.
他的两个儿子啊，也做祭司，可是他们在耶和华神面前呢，做了非常不好的事情。
The two sons are priests, but they did something wrong.
那以利呢，就说：“哎呀，你们这样做不好。”
Eli just told them, you did the wrong thing.
就这样子，他就说这句话。
That's all he said.
所以呢，这个弟兄就问这问题说，以利那时候已经那么属灵的年长弟兄啊，他怎么会尊重儿子过于尊重神呢？
So the brother asked, why Eli honored his sons more than God?
他说这件事情呢是不对的。
This is the wrong thing they did.
可是我告诉他说，这个不是以利那个问题的原因。
This is not the reason why Eli did.
就说以利尊重儿子过于尊重神了，那是一个结果。
This is the result of what Eli.
那为什么以利这样作为一个年长弟兄啊，他为什么会有这样的一个偏差呢
？Why Eli gone astray？
我就告诉这位弟兄说
，I told the brother，
就是因为他失去了与神那个活的交通。
Because he lost a lively fellowship with God.
那我这样说有没有根据呢
？Do I have a base to say that？
有的。
Yes.
因为圣经告诉我们说，在那些日子里，耶和华的言语稀少。
Because the Bible tells us the word of the Lord was rare in those days.
我们看见，作为祭司的以利，他不常能够听见神所对他说的话。
As the priest Eli did not hear the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，所以今天我们。怎么知道说我们是不是仍然住在主的里面
？How do we know we abide in the Lord？
就是我们能不能时常听见圣灵所对我们说的那个活的话语
？Do we hear the word of the Spirit in us？
这是在这教会到末了的时期里非常重要的一件事情。
In the end time, this is very important to the church.
在启示录第二章、第三章里面，当圣灵写给七个教会的书信
，In the Revelation, to the letters to the seven churches.
同样一句话出现了七次。
The same sentence appears there seven times.
什么话呢
？What is that？
弟兄姐妹，什么话？圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见在这末了的时候。
At the end time, brothers and sisters.
神不是不愿意向我们说话。
It's not the Lord is not willing to tell us.
圣灵一再的向教会来说话。
The Holy Spirit keep on telling the church.
问题是我们听见了吗
？Have we heard that？
我们是否活在与主那样一个活的交通里头
？Are we living in the lively fellowship with the Lord？
就能够常常听见那圣灵微小的声音。
So that we can hear the whisper of the Holy Spirit.
可能是在我们读圣经的时候。
Maybe when you read the Bible,
可能是在我们祷告的时候
when you pray,
可能是在我们聚会的中间
or when we gather,
我们是否能够常常听见圣灵在我们里面那个微小的声音
Do we hear the whisper of the Holy Spirit in us?
弟兄姐妹，这太重要，太重要了
That is very important.
求主怜悯我们
May the Lord have mercy on us.
在我们每天基督徒的生活当中
，In our daily life as Christians,
我们不仅每天读主的话语
，Not only we read the Bible daily.
我们在读圣经的时候，我们还要能够听见那圣灵微小的声音。
We need to hear the whisper of the Holy Spirit.
在我们祷告生活当中
，In our prayer life.
我们并不是来到神面前来做报告
，It's not only we report before Him.
我们祷告生活当中，我们也需要听见圣灵微小的声音。
In our prayer, we need to hear the whisper of the Holy Spirit.
来引导我们的祷告
，To guide our.
我们在聚会当中也更是如此。
Also, more importantly, in the gathering.
我们不单要听见弟兄姐妹们交通所说的话
，We need to hear the brothers and sisters.Here sharing，
我们还需要听见圣灵借着这些话在我们里面那个微小的声音。
Also, this whisper of the Holy Spirit speak to us through the words。
这是第一步。
This is the first
step。第二步，当我们听见圣灵微小的声音之后，我们要来明白。
After we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, we need to discern。
我们如何明白呢
？How do we understand？
就是要反复的来默想。
It's to meditate。
就像。新约开头啊，我们看见那个玛利亚，她听见圣灵把神的话、神的心意传给她的时候
，When Mary heard the message from the angel，
她也不是马上就明白的。
She didn't understand immediately。
那姐妹，很多时候我们在聚会当中啊，我们听了一些交通的，我们也不是马上就明白。
Brothers and sisters, after we heard the words during the meeting, it's not that we understand。
但是我们不马上明白不要紧。
It's okay not to understand.
只要我们愿意怎么样，像玛利亚一样反复的默想。
As long as we are like Mary, pondered on the word.
当你在那里反复思想的时候
，When you meditate on those words,
圣灵就帮助我们从里面呢就能够明白主所说的话。
So the Holy Spirit will help us to understand those words.
就像诗篇第一篇所说的
，It's just like Psalm 1.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night.
为什么这样的人会有福呢
？Why this kind of person will be blessed?
啊，他就明白了主对他说的话。
Because he understands, discerns the word of God.
他就能够让主的话语在他的生命里面来成就神的心意。
He allows the word of God accomplishing his life.
所以主的话说，这人变为有福。
So the word of God tells us he is blessed.
所以我们听了之后呢，我们还要明白，这是对主话语这个交通里面的第二方面。
After we heard, we need to discern. That's the second aspect.
那我们听了以后，我们要思想明白之后呢，还有第三步。
There are the third step.
就是我们要遵行。
We need to obey.
因为如果我们若不遵行的话
，If we do not obey,
主的话与我们就没有益处了。
There's no benefit of those words.
就像雅各书第一章二十三节所说的。
It's just like in James chapter 1.
他说：“因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面貌，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。”
For if anyone is a hearer or of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself.Goes away and immediately forgets what kind of a man he is.
我们知道主的话语有很多不同方面的功用。
We know the words the word of the Lord has many aspects.
其中一方面呢，就是说主的话语像一面镜子。
One aspect is that the word is like a mirror.
镜子就是把我们这个人呢，可以照一照。
That reflect our image.
比方说，我们知道姐妹们可能早晨起来在镜子面前会待得比较久。
We know the sisters will spend much time before the mirror.
如果你对着镜子观看
，When you look in the mirror,
啊，你看见自己本来的面貌
，You see your own face.
哎呀，头发很乱
，The hair is not straight.
脸上有一个脏脏的东西
，There's something on your face.
好，那你看对着镜子看，你看见了
，You saw in the mirror.
但是呢，你什么都不做
，You do nothing.
你就来聚会了。
You come to the meeting.
哎呀，别人就看见了，是不是
？Others will see that.
哎，姐妹，今天头发怎么这么乱
？What's wrong? You didn't straighten your hair.
你脸这边怎么这么脏
？And there's your sum on your face.
这就是听道而不行道。
That's just hearer, not the doer.
对，姐妹，神的话语，当神的话语显明我们的一些问题的时候
，When the word reflects the problem in our life,
就是要我们怎么样？我们要来归正。
We need to go straight.
我们有得罪神的地方，我们就要认罪悔改。
When we sin against God, we need to repent.
我们如果走不对的路，我们就要修正。
When we gone astray, we need to straighten out.
如果我们得罪神了，我们就要靠着主的宝血来悔改。
When we sin against God, then we need to, by His precious blood, we need to repent.
所以我们看见这里说到说，我们听见主的话语之后呢，我们要怎么样？要遵行。
When we hear His word, we need to obey.
我们看见，我们就能够渐渐的能够成为那结果子的枝子。
Then gradually we can become the branch that bear fruit.
能够叫父，能够得着荣耀。
So that we can glorify God the Father.
哦，原来我分享一个啊，家里面的一个小见证。
I want to share a testimony in my family.
啊，因为我就只有一个儿子，所以我也不能，我就讲了也没关系。就关于我的儿子。
It's related to my son.
啊，在他到初中的时候，哈，那时候其实已经是那个年代啊，已经是大家孩子们都在玩那个 video game， 不管是 internet 的，或是手机的，或是 iPad， 反正都在玩那个游戏。
When he was in the middle school, all the kids are playing video game either on the internet or on the phone.
可是我和姐妹有一个心愿。
Me and my sister, my wife, has a.Will.
就盼望我的儿子在这一件事情上面能够为主做一个美好的见证。
To have my son to bear testimony for the Lord.
所以我们就没有让他玩。
So we didn't allow him to play.
初中没有。
Not in the middle school.
到了高一也没有。
Not in the high school.
高二也没有。
Not freshman nor.
到了高三，仍然没有。
No junior.
可是到了高三，我们渐渐发现一个问题。
But there's a problem when he was in junior year.
就是我们突然间才了解到我儿子。他非常的孤单。
Then we understand he's very lonely.
因为男孩子大多数都是在玩这个 游戏的。
Most of the boys are playing the video game.
所以当男孩子在一起的时候啊，他们讨论什么呢？就讨论游戏。
When they are together, they only discuss about the video game.
因为我儿子他完全不接触。
Because my son did not touch any of the video game.
他就没有话题跟他的朋友们。
He has no discussion.
所以当我们知道以后，我们心里面也是非常难过。
We feel very bad.
对一个青少年来说，朋友是非常非常重要的。
For a teenager, friends are very important.
可是因着不玩游戏，他经历了非常孤单的好多年。
Because he did not play the game, he was lonely very many years.
另一方面，当他要进入高四的时候，我们想到他很快就要去 college 去大学念书了。
When he is in senior year, we know that he's going to college.
所以我们想，与其让他去大学之后，他疯狂的整个入迷了，还不如我们在高四的时候呢，在我们可以控制的情况之下来帮助他，来增强他的免疫力，就是对于游戏的免疫力。
Under the condition that we can control, that we allow him to play some video game.
所以我们开始允许他从周末可以玩一个小时。
During the weekend he can play 1 hour.
后来可能两个小时。
Maybe 2 hours.
当然我们这个是很不容易的过程，父母亲如果我们家有孩子你们就知道。
This is very difficult for the parents, you know that.
但是没有多久我们发现好像他有一点点着迷了。
Not for long, he was very into it.
怎么办呢？
What can we do?
当然一方面我们父母亲有我们该尽的职任。
We have our duty as parents.
另一方面我们发现我们人所能做的实在是非常的有限。
We see that it's very minimum for the, us as a human.
弟兄姐妹，这背后是一场非常真实的属灵征战。
This is very real spiritual warfare.
所以我们就被谦卑地带到主的面前来为这件事情祷告。
We were brought to the Lord very humbly to pray.
不单只是为着他还在我们身边这样一个情形祷告，更是为了他将来自己到了大学之后能够得蒙主的保守祷告。
Not only for him now, and also for him to go to church when he's left us.
虽然只是一年啊，这一年其实对父母亲来讲是很不容易的。
It's only 1 year, but it's very difficult for parents.
今年暑假呢，我们去加州参加西岸的特会。
This summer we went to the West Coast Conference.
这是非常特别的一年。
This is very special.
虽然我们全家已经参加，大概有可能有十几二十年。
We, as a family, we went for 10 or 20 years.
上次我跟大家也提到过，今年西安特会特别是因为我们发生了好多好多不幸的事情。
There are so many unfortunate things happened during this trip.
车子被拖走。
The car was towed.
车窗被打破。
The window was broken.
行李被偷。
All the luggages were stolen.
我们就觉得很奇怪。
We were wondering.
当然我们有我们该负的责任。
We have our responsibility.
但是呢，我们就在思想这件事情到底主要做什么。
What does the Lord wants to do?
其中特别包括当我们有一些行李被偷走之后呢，我儿子的他的皮夹，因为他也留在他的包包里面，留在车上就被偷走了。
His wallet was in the bag, so it was stolen.
他的，但他没有太多重要的东西，但是他最重要的东西，还有一些钱呢，都在那个皮夹里。
The most important documents are in the wallet.
对，他的证件都被偷走。
All the documents.
哎呀，那他也很沮丧。
He was upset.
我们也不明白。
And we don't understand.
为什么这些事情发生
？Why this happened?
后来我们回来之后
，After we come back，
那有一天啊，就是我姐妹就准备带着她去那个驾驶的办公室去办这个她的驾照，要去再补办。
My wife took him to the driver's license office.
就在他们开车去那个驾照办公室的那个路上的时候。
On the way to the office,
邮差按门铃，送一个包裹来。
The mail, sent a package.
我和女儿一打开来一看
，We opened the package and saw.
就是我儿子的皮夹子。
This is the wallet of my son.
那还有一封信。
And there's a letter.
那封信的解释为什么这个皮夹子寄回来给我们
？And the letter explained why the wallet was sent.
因为小偷啊，把我们的行李偷了以后，就把它扔在一个教会的背亚里面。
The thief stole our luggage and then he threw the rest into the dumpster of the church.
这个他们那个人因为看见我儿子的驾照，所以他就知道我们的地址，就把他寄回来。
So this person saw the address on the driver's license.
你还打电话给我姐妹给我儿子说啊，你的皮夹子回来了。
So I call them the we receive your wallet.
你知道我儿子第一个反应是什么吗
？What is my son's reaction？
哦，你们不要跟我开玩笑。
Don't joke with me.
他觉得我和女儿在捉弄他。
He thinks that we are joking with him.
我女儿就很大声说。真的是真的，你的皮夹在这里。
My daughter told him, "Truly, this your wallet is here."
啊，不仅他的皮夹回来哈，他所有证件、信用卡啊，连现金都在里面。
Not only the documents, the driver's license, credit card, and even the money is in the wallet.
当然，他们就不用去办证件就回来了。
They didn't need to go get a.
我看我儿子一回来，看到他的皮夹，然后看那封信，啊，在跟妹妹在抢，妹妹不给他看，他就跟妹妹在抢这个信要看。
He wanted to see the letter, but the daughter didn't want him to see.
那这些事情是这样子就发生了。
This happened.
然后再过几个礼拜，我们就送儿子去。A&M 去念书了。
After several weeks, we sent him to A&M to study.
当然，我们还是有点不放心，因为之前讲到这个关于打游戏的事情。
Regarding the video game, we didn't.
就上一周，我姐妹和儿子有一个电话通话。
Last week, we had talked to him on the phone.
然后妈妈当然就要问他喽。你现在一天打几个小时啊
？So my wife asked him, "How much time you play on the video game?"
想说父母亲已经没有在那里监控了，监管了。
We see that the parents is not there to control.
就我儿子回答妈妈。
My son answered.
I quit.
I quit.
他说他不打那个游戏。
他说他不再玩了。Oh, I'm sorry. He's not playing it anymore.
妈妈也问他说：“那你现在每天有没有好好的读圣经啊？”
The mother asked him, "Are you reading the Bible?"
他说自己啊，现在每天他自己会读圣经。
He said, "I'm reading every day."
姐妹，我们看见，这是一件神做的事情。
This is something God has done.
所以我们看见今天我们要能够活在与主的一个活的交通里头。
We need to live in this lively fellowship with God.
我们看见啊，圣灵在我们里面啊，他会引导我们。如何祷告的
？We see that the Holy Spirit will guide us how to pray.
主说啊，你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在里面，藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit.
好了。时间关系，我最后再进到第二方面啊，讲到我们怎么知道我们是常常住在主的里面，与主有这样一个活的交通呢
？In the second aspect, how do we know that we have this fellowship with God?
除了主的话藏在我们里面之外
，Not only the word is in us，
主的爱啊也常常充满在我们里面。
His love fills us。
或者说呢，就像主说的，我们也就常常住在他的爱里面。
As the Lord tells us, we abide in His love。
换句话说。
In another word,
主的爱就成为我们生活一切的供应。
His love becomes the supply of all in our life.
叫我们能够爱神
，so that we can love God.
叫我们能够爱我们的弟兄姐妹
，we can love brothers and sisters.
叫我们能够爱那世上失丧的灵魂
，and love the lost souls in the world.
关于爱神这方面
，regarding loving God.
我上周与母亲有一个很宝贵很长的一个交通。
Last week I fellowship with my mother.
我母亲是去年在 West Office 受浸。
My mom was baptized in last year in the West Office.
她从她的慕道到信主到受浸是经过一个很漫长的一个过程。
It was a long time for her to realize the salvation.
可去年受浸之后呢，她回台湾就过着一个非常美好的教会生活。
After she was saved, she went back to Taiwan to live a very fulfilling spiritual life.
当我去到她所去的教会里面，弟兄姐妹，好多人都告诉我说：“哎呀，你母亲真是好。”
When I went to her church, many brothers and sisters shared with me that my mother is very good.
每次聚会都是第一个到聚会里的。
She was the first to come to church.
在那里也为聚会祷告。
She's praying for the church.
然后她也跟着其他姐妹出去传福音。
She also go out with sisters to spread the gospel.
那先前呢，她每天自己也读圣经。那时候是我大女儿带着她读圣经，这个习惯培养起来。
My oldest daughter was reading the Bible with my mom.
她也祷告。
She prayed.
她当然就是也是固定聚会。
She also go to church regularly.
所以看见她，觉得她受浸之后呢，哎呀，真的过一个正常基督徒的生活。
She was living a normal Christian life after she was saved.
我这次跟她交通的时候，她告诉我一件事。
This time when I share with her, she told me.
她说她觉得她自己退后了。
She felt like she was falling behind.
我就觉得很稀奇。
I was amazed.
从外面来看。
From the outward,
这一切都还是正常，还是像原来一样。
All things are normal, all the same.
姐妹好几次告诉我，我母亲好几次告诉我。
My mom tells me many times.
她说我里面
，in me，
觉得自己退后了。
I feel that I'm falling behind.
我跟母亲说，这个感觉是很宝贵的。
This feeling is very precious.
至少她自己，她知道。自己不像从前那样子来爱慕主，那样子来亲近主。
At least she knows that herself, she is no longer loving the Lord as before.
当然，可能我们还不清楚到底真正原因是什么。
We're not clear about the reason.
但弟兄姐妹，这个感觉是非常重要的。
But this feeling is very important.
我们有没有这样的感觉呢
？Do we have that feeling?
我们是否感觉我们今天比我们上个月更爱主、更亲近主呢？
Do we feel that we are closer to the Lord than last month?
我们今天是否觉得我们今天比一年前更爱主呢
？Do we love the Lord more than last year?
如果不是这样
，If not，
我们是否有感觉我们今天已经不像去年那样爱主
？Do we feel that we do not love the Lord as last year?
那姐妹，这个感觉是很重要的。
This feeling is very important.
如果我们失去了这个感觉
，If we lost that feeling,
我们真的就像老李家教会那样的光景，就是我们对神已经落在一个不冷不热的光景里头。
We are just like the Church of Laodicea that we are in the lukewarm condition.
当然，如果我们感觉到说我们不如从前那样爱主的话，我们还能够有悔改的机会。
We still have the chance to repent if we have feel that we don't love the Lord as last year.
但如果我们连这个感觉都没有的话
，If we don't even have that feeling,
弟兄姐妹，就像一个人进入 coma 一样
，It's just like a person in coma.
你想圣灵像老李家教会在那里极深的呼喊。
The Holy Spirit is just calling the Church of Laodicea.
在老底家教会，他们还觉得自己挺好的。
The Church of Laodicea thinks that they are good.
所以姐妹，我们就发现到说，我们要能够住，要常常住在主里面，是何等的重要。
It's very important for us to abide in the Lord.
因为不是靠着我们自己能够爱我们的主。
It's not by us that we can love the Lord.
我们也不是靠着我们参加聚会，靠着有读经祷告，好像就是我们爱主了。
It's not by just reading the Bible or coming to the meeting we love the Lord.
姐妹，我们的心会告诉我们。
Our heart will tell us.
我们今天是否比昨天更爱主
？Do we love the Lord more than yesterday?
我们需要住在主里面。
We need to abide in the Lord.
只有主的爱才能够保守我们一直新鲜的活在主的爱里。
Only the love of the Lord can bless, keep us.Freshly in His love.
也就是说，只有因为住在主的爱里呢，我们才能够来爱我们的神。
Only we can abide in His love that we can love the Lord.
不然的话，我们也应该会觉得我们退后了。
Then we shall feel that we have fallen behind.
我们若一直住在常常住在主的爱里
if we abide in His love,
那个爱呢，就从我们身上啊，很自然的就叫我们爱我们周围的弟兄姐妹们。
Then the love will tell us to love our brothers and sisters.
前一阵子回台湾，听到一个这样的见证。
I heard the testimony when we returned to the Taiwan.
就有一个姐妹，她也是很年轻，30多岁，得了癌症。
There's a sister, she has cancer, she's only in 30s.
前几个月前呢，复发了。
That was a recurring.
是在淋巴。
In the lymph node.
是非常危险的事情。
Very dangerous.
当然，姐妹她的信心也受到一点的试炼。
Her faith was in trial.
当然，我们也不明白为什么神允许这样的事情发生在姐妹身上。
We don't understand why God allowed this condition.
这个姐妹不是不爱主。
Not that the sister doesn't love the Lord.
这个姐妹她是很爱主。
She loves the Lord.
她也追求主。
She also pursued the Lord.
但是这样的事情发生在她身上。
But this thing happened.
然后呢，当我有机会跟另外的弟兄姐妹交通当中
，When I fellowship this with others.
我就似乎明白了神在他们中间做什么。
I seems to understand why God is doing this.
在姐妹遭遇这样一个急难的时候
When the sister encountered this suffering,
在他们聚会当中，有一些原本不冷不热的弟兄姐妹们。
In the meeting, there are some brothers and sisters that are in lukewarm condition.
原本聚会是有一搭没有一搭的弟兄姐妹们。
There are some will show up and sometimes they don't come.
大家心里面就关心这个姐妹。
In their hearts, they want to take care of the brother sister.
就开始为姐妹的这个健康祷告。
So they pray for the health of the sister.
所以长话短说。
In short words,
主借着姐妹这一次这样一个疾病和急难。
Through the suffering and the illness of the sister,
主在他们中间就有一个恢复。
God has a recovery.
就发现弟兄姐妹，一些弟兄姐妹们开始有这样一个爱弟兄姐妹的心。
There's a heart to care for the brothers and sisters.
本来不祷告的也开始祷告了。
Those who do not pray and start to pray.
本来不参加祷告聚会的也开始参加祷告聚会了。
Those who do not attend prayer meeting, they come.
本来聚会姗姗来迟的，现在也能够比较准时的来参加聚会。
Some come late in the meeting. This time they come on time.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天我们需要住在主的里面。
Today we see that we need to abide in the Lord.
当主的爱在我们里面来激励我们的时候。
When the love of the Lord encourages.
当主的爱在我们从我们生命中流露出来的时候。
When we manifest His love in our life.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见整个身体。
We see the whole body
能够同得益处
can be benefited.
最后我们看见我们也知道主给我们的负担
Also, God has given us this burden.
就因着主的因着我们能够常常保守在主的爱里
Because we are kept in His love.
主能够叫我们能够使我们能够来爱我们的主
So that we can love the Lord.
我们能够彼此相爱
We can love each other.
叫我们能够成为主的见证
We can become His testimony.
同时我们也能够爱世人
Also we can love the people in the world.
所以今天我们看见主差遣我们无论是到修大无论是到来自大学去传福音
No matter He sent us to University of Houston or Rice University.
姐妹，这不单只是好像是基督徒的一个责任，说哎呀，我们不传福音，这太亏欠主。
It's not only the responsibility as a Christian.
也不是因为说我们有个目标，我们希望我们教会人数能够成长。
Not only that we want the numbers in our church to grow.
姐妹，最宝贵的是什么呢？
The most important,
而是因着主的爱在我们里面。
Because His love is in us.
叫我们爱世人，如同神爱世人一样。
To love the world just like the Lord loved the world.
所以我们愿意到他们中间。
We are willing to go among them.
我们愿意把神的儿子来介绍给他们认识。
We want to introduce the Son of God to them.
叫神爱世人的那个爱能够借着我们能够显明在他们的中间。
The love that God so loved the world can be manifested among them.
能够叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
So those who believe will not perish.
叫父神在他们身上的心意能够得着喜悦得着满足得着荣耀
So the will of God in them can be pleasing to the Lord.
姐妹我们蒙恩基督徒的生活和我们的侍奉的关键都在于要住在基督里
The key for us to serve Him and to bear testimony is to abide in the Lord.
叫我们的主他的生命成为我们一切生活一切形式一切服事的那个供应
The life of the Lord is become the supply of our service
姐妹不是我们在那里努力
It's not that we strive
而是我们住在他里面
It's all because we abide in him
就像枝子住在葡萄树上一样
Just like the branches on the vine
就自自然然的结满了果子
Naturally bear much fruit
归荣耀给谁
Give the glory to God
那我们一起再有点祷告
Let's pray
主我们感谢你是因为你拣选我们
Lord we thank you because you have chosen us
是你使我们成为那真葡萄树上的枝子
You made us become the branch on the true vine
今天你给我们这样一个宝贵的命令
Today you give us this precious commandment
你要我们常住在你里面
You want us to abide in you
你愿意我们因着与你连结能够多结果子
Because we are united to you we can bear much fruit
主啊你不勉强我们
You do not force us
你把这样一个选择的权利赐给我们
You give us a choice to
你说我们若常在你里面你也常在我们里面
If we are in you then you are in us
姐妹亲爱的主我们愿意做这样一个拣选
Lord we want to make this choice
主我们愿意拣选 常住在你里面。
We want to choose to abide in you.
主，好叫你成为我们一切的供应。
So that you are the supply for all things.
好叫你从我们身上活出你自己的荣耀。
So that you be glorified in our life.
愿我们的父能够得着他所当得的荣耀。
May the Father be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.